The small Pacific nation of Vanuatu is struggling after two cyclones passed through the nation in less than a week. Aid is slowly coming from neighbor countries, including Australia, but more help is needed for women in the island. The Wire's Edward Jordan asked the country manager at ActionAid Vanuatu, Flora Vento, what's the situation in Vanuatu at the moment?
The situation that we had currently now is really high on water. A lot of communities and people are trying to put their houses back together in the communities. Water has been badly damaged in water tanks and water source. We had the government having all the clusters initiated and active at the moment. So everybody is hands-on. Communities that are well prepared and ready to build up again, it's a very challenging time for everyone. So we had women and girls still in evacuation centers that really need immediate relief supply for shelter kits and picnic kit and hygiene kit for them to move from the evacuation center back to their spaces. Gardens are destroyed. Now that I am speaking, I just came back from a community southeast of Efate. Their whole patch of taro, and yam and kumala, sweet potato, root crop, cassava, they're all damaged.
So, Flora, what's the role of women in Vanuatu after this disaster came through?
I would say triple crisis for women and girls. It probably tripled it more for women and girls with disability at this time, because they have to be looked after again. And if their PA, personal assistant, so is actually trying to put her or his house back on, you can see that the protection issues of women and girls will be rising. We haven't seen any at this stage, but we know eventually it will become one of the major things that will be happening in the community. We knew that preparing for such devastating times, it's a must, and it's actually save life. And early warning is something that we will pressure. And, you know, we really acknowledge that devices and technology is no longer a luxury, but it's a necessity for women and girls and women with disability to have those information. So the situation on just making sure you get the correct information is very vital. Women and girls in the communities were well prepared and knowledgeable about most of the cyclone season. Since our partners that we work helping the government to amplify those early warning system, and also Women Talk Talk Together, Women Wet and Weather Network from ActionAid with a platform of communication, we were able to drive early warning messages in a bulk SMS before the two cyclone actually came into being feasible in our area of responsibilities in country. And we also have to extend, you know, our gratitude to women leaders on the ground that have to go from door to door and let the community know about, you know, cyclones. The next one is coming. Chudi has passed, but there's still another one, because when Chudi hit, the communication went down. We couldn't get any more. So you have to move from one place to another just to make sure the information is cleared and passed on. So on this time, we have seen a better coordination in terms of all partners working together with the government, alongside the government.
And what does Vanuatu need during this tough and difficult time?
We want to thank the Australian government also for the team we have seen today. I have seen a boat right in the harbour, and we have seen something was 600 personnel that came in. I am blessed to say that, you know, we are lucky to have countries and supporters like Australia to assist in this time. I knew when they would come, I knew our health service will be back on, our airports will run normal, a lot of infrastructure will be rebuilt, and it will remove a lot of stress from us, and it will just put back, you know, everybody the dignity and right to live for a better tomorrow and rebuild back. I think one thing we have seen, the resilient, I wouldn't say you know, we are not resilient, but within this Pacific Ocean, we are resilient. We've come out and we have started moving places where we're limited for funds. I think it's one of the main critical one is just getting funds in country so we can respond better. The locals and the community knows exactly how to recover fast.
That was country manager of ActionAid Vanuatu, Flora Vento, ending the story by the warriors Edward Jordan.